You're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Changing our life from whatever situation you are in. It doesn't matter what your health condition may apparently be. The Lord is simply saying, I have control and I have power over all of the things that seem to be a problem or an issue or a concern within our lives. My brothers and sisters, we were all young at one point in our life, but look at us all now. I'm reminded of something Sister Sanders said a few weeks ago concerning the number of people in the church, and she said everybody over 60 raise their hand, and everybody in the church apparently almost raised their hand. We were all young at one time, but we are all getting older, and I said that for a reason, because as we look back, I'm reminded of something, of a program we attended at Ash, Alexander Senior High School, this past week, where Colonel Martin, or Reverend Martin, said, as he began to make a presentation, he said to us, and he reminded us that there were more days behind us than there are ahead of us. And he was having reference to himself, and he was sharing, as he talked about retiring from the school, how grateful he was and appreciative of not only the military that he had served in, but also the school. But he understood one thing. Time doesn't wait for anybody. There are a lot of yesterdays and very few ahead of us. But we have to understand, in the midst of it all, God is in control. And I thought about something that David said. David said, I was once young, but now I'm old. And David was referring to all of the things that can happen, that had happened to him in life. For as we grow older in life, we experience many changes. But we can also gain knowledge from others who have come before us and have experienced those things that we have yet to see. I didn't experience, my brothers and sisters, the depression that occurred within this country. But my mother and my father did. And the knowledge gained through their struggles and through their experiences and the struggle to survive still resonate with me today. I have learned how to survive because of what we were taught, and many of you, by your parents. Many of us who were part of the baby boomers era were blessed by our parents who came through something that showed us how we are to survive in spite of the difficulty that lies ahead. And so mama said, I know how to put some beans on the pot. I never understood that as a child, but I know a lot about cooking because mama raised me to take care of myself. And what I understood is that there's a generation that went through so much that they were passing down to the next generation. Here's what you need to do to survive. And that generation always started with prayer. They always called upon the Lord. There are times in our life that we forget that we're still a generation that need to call upon his name. There are times in our life that we forget that because we have jobs and making more money than we've ever made before, we don't need him, but the Lord is simply saying, I'm still in control. And so our situations and all of the things that happened in our life, the struggles that resonated in this nation, if we're not careful, one person said, it has been said, those who fail to learn from the past are doomed to repeat it. Those who fail to learn from the past are doomed to repeat it. We need to learn something from what our parents and our grandparents went through. We need to learn from the trials, the tribulations, and the saga that they went through. And we should be better individuals because of the experiences and the changes that took place within their life. My brothers and sisters, what this tells us is that we gain vital information from events and circumstances, as well as situation that has happened. It's vital. It's critical. It's important. Changing time. In Ecclesiastes, it speaks of a man who had everything. He had wisdom. He had fame. He had power. He was one who had been blessed by God in many areas of his life. But all of it was meaningless as he pondered the question concerning life. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Ecclesiastes states in that first verse, to everything there is a season. And a season is defined as an appropriated period of time. God has given the gift of time to every person at every place for each developing time. And you and I could have been born at any different period in our life if God chose it. Our parents were born, and our great-grandparents and our great-grandparents were born in an era far beyond what we can comprehend. But God, who is above time, and God who sanctioned time, could have put each and every one of us in whatever time period he desired for us to be in, because he is the author of time. But God chose our time for right now. You are not here by an accident, because God chose a specific generation for this particular time. Your birth was not an accident, because God placed you here in this dispensation or this church age so you can experience such a great time in history, because he is the one who orchestrated your arrival here. I shared it the fact I used to always ask the question, where was I before I got here? I was in the plan that God had for this particular time. I wasn't in the 18th century. I wasn't in the 17th century. I wasn't back when Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was here. God said, I've got to have a generation that I'm going to structure to be here for such a time as this. A generation that will see prophetically all the things that I have declared through my holy word, so that they will know, according to the history of my word, they will see the fulfillment of everything I have in store, and they will be witnesses to the world. The thing which shall shortly come to pass. You are not here by accident. You have been divinely placed here for such a time as this. That should be your shout, because God put you here for such a time as this. Our children and our grandchildren are supernaturally blessed, because they will see far greater things than each and every one of us can comprehend. Thank God for his developing time. God has given us the history of yesterday and maybe tomorrow. It's in Revelation. It is not an accident that his word is profoundly written. Blessed is he that readeth and hear the word of this prophecy. You are blessed to be living in a dispensation or a church age where God says, I'm revealing all of these things to you so that you will know who I am. My brothers and sisters, We are blessed. We are supernaturally blessed. When we think about where God is taking us, we can see all the things that he has in store for us. What season are we experiencing today? And are we as believers in our growing season? That question can be applicable to each and every one of us. What season are you in? And have you, as a person, grown or matured spiritually? My brothers and sisters, many of us have been in church all our life, but the question we ask, what do you know about the Lord? Many of us have been in the church all of our life. How do we apply and place it and share to the world what we know about the Lord? Where is our testimony and where is our witnesses? Where are we coming from? And do we know definitively God's word? What season are you in? We can no longer be babes in Christ, or it is time out for that. We should explicitly know God's word in these days and time, because time will come when this Bible may be taken from you. It was done before. It was burnt up. They burned Bibles. Those that fail to understand history may be doomed in the future. Have you grown or matured spiritually since last year?
Yes, sir. Good question. Yes, sir.
Are we studying God's word daily?
Yeah.
We last year in our Bible study, I'm serious in 99% of what I do, but at 1% I will have fun. And I laughed. I was talking to our Bible study on this past Wednesday, and we got on the topic, and we were discussing some things, and it became humorous when you think about God is a serious God, but he's a God who wants us to love the things that he created and have a relationship with one another and have fellowship with one another. When we think about maturing and understanding spiritually and growing, I got on the topic of prayer and how many of us, the pastor included, have prayed sometime and we had to stop and pray 4 or 5 times before we actually got that prayer, the Lord's Prayer, completed. Because there's a spiritual element that does not want you to have a relationship or want you to contact your maker. Am I in your neighborhood? I know even today I can pray and fall asleep and stop and come back. And I said, I got a little humorous and laughed. I said, we say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And we wake up. Am I in your neighborhood? And we say it again and we fall asleep. Am I in your neighborhood? And then all of a sudden, if you say it so many times, you forget about the Lord's Prayer. You say, now lay me down to sleep. It's quicker. It's faster. And I said that because the enemy does not want you to have a relationship with God. And if he can break it even when you're trying to pray, how much do you think he will do today when you're trying to worship?
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Unstoppable.